You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, kids. It's me, Trevor Noah. Listen, I know it's really hard during this pandemic to learn anything from a TV or a computer. Heck, it's hard for adults. A lot of them try to learn things online, and the next thing you know, they're storming the Capitol. But I wanted to help. So I asked the team here at The Daily Show to help put together a lesson plan for you guys. And not just any lesson, but the lessons you won't learn in school, but that you need to know before life teaches them to you the hard way. My friends at the show agreed to help, because they're all under contract. So without further ado, please enjoy The Daily Show's special presentation, Remotely Educational.
Ears Edition.
Kids, welcome to geography class. What's the capital of Mozambique? I don't know. Google that shit. I am going to teach you geography you won't learn in school but need to know. Like today's lesson, who hates who? That's something you gotta know. If your cab driver is Serbian, you can't be talking about that trip you took to Croatia. You're gonna get your ass thrown out on the street. So I'm gonna tell you who hates who around the globe, but I'm not gonna get into why. Because I know I'll get one little thing wrong and then both of them gonna be mad at me, and I don't want Kyrgyzstan in my mentions. Yeah, there they go already. Okay, let's begin. Chinese and Japanese hate each other. Indians and Pakistanis can't stand each other. Vietnamese and Cambodians do not want to be in the same room at all. Turks and Armenians hate each other. Turks and Greeks also hate each other. Turks and Kurds, they hate each other too. Honestly, Turkey is the Nini Leaks of Europe. They always at the center of some shit. You got the Russians and the Chechenians, they always arguing. Hungarians and Roma, Dinka and the Noor, the Irish and the British, Scots and the British, English and the British. Honestly, that whole island hated itself. Ghana and Nigeria. Now, from what I understand about this beef, this one is mostly about rice. See, here's the thing. Nigerians think Ghanaian rice tastes like concrete, and Ghanaians think Nigerian rice is a bigger international crime than their email scams. Fortunately, centuries of colonialism have made both countries too poor to afford a nuke, so it don't really matter that much. Iranians and the Saudis, Saudis and the Houthis, Saudis and the Qataris, Saudis and the Israelis, although now they're becoming friends because they both hate the Iranians more. In a way, Iran is really bringing the Middle East together. You got the Sudan and South Sudan, North Korea and South Korea. Matter of fact, if there's two countries with the same name, they definitely hate each other. And then, of course, you've got the Israelis and the Palestinians. I said I'm not getting into it. God damn. All right, let's wrap this up. Last beef, America and everybody else. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna give it to you straight, kids. Every other country hates us. They all hate us. Some of them we invaded, some of them we overthrew, most of them we bombed, some of them we saved from the Nazis, so I don't know why they mad. But it is what it is. The game is the game. But that leads me to my tip of the day, kids. If you ever travel abroad, do what I do. Pretend you're Canadian. Hell yeah. You put that maple leaf on your head right there, man. Because see, here's the thing. If it's one country that nobody hates, it's Canada. And to be honest, I don't know what that's all about. But I'm going to make it work for me. That's it for today, kids. See you next time in geography class. Eh?
Helpful phrases. Spanish.
Ah, un burrito de pollo, por favor. Se agradezco por complacerme mientras ordenó en español aquí en Chipotle. Oh, no. No voy a entenderse si responde. Ah, muchas gracias. One chicken burrito, please. Oh, thank you for allowing me to order in Spanish while I'm here in this Chipotle. Oh, I'm not gonna understand if you respond. Thank you very much.
Hi, kids. Welcome to Miss Desi's Math for Real Life. Calculus is cool and all, but if you're part of the 99% of adults who don't become math teachers, you'll want to learn some math that you won't learn in school. Now, there are two times normal adults use math.
Tipping your waiter 20%.
This is only 8%.
And buying a home. Buying a home is like getting married. It's a huge decision, and you're only going to do it 1 to 4 times in your life. Lucky for you, I'm a licensed real estate agent, like 1/3 of adults in America, so I can help you through this big decision. Step 1, determine your budget. Usually, to buy a house, you'll need to put 20% of the price as a down payment. So for a $500,000 house, you'll need to have $100,000 in savings. But you only have $3,000. Don't worry, we'll figure that out later. Let's move on to the fun part. Step 2, find a house. Look at all these beautiful houses.
I'm a Victorian.
I'm mid-century modern.
And we're twins.
But you can't afford any of these houses. Oh, wait, but what about that one on the end over there? That looks nice.
I'm only affordable because a murder happened in me, and I can't stop thinking about it. My walls will never be clean.
In realtor speak, we call this character. So let's put an offer in. Step 3, put in an offer. An offer is the price you tell the seller you're willing to pay for the house. Let's offer $750,000 contingent on inspection. I think that's good. Ooh. They counted at $2 million last and final. I know it's more than we talked about, but I suggest we take it. There's a Saudi shell company right behind you ready to pay all cash. Just a quick thing, I'm paid on commission, so it's really important to me that you buy this house, but not really important to me that you can afford it. So you'll accept? Congrats! On to step 4, under contract. Once you've signed the initial contract, now it's time to send a forest worth of paperwork to the bank. They'll need pay stubs, bank statements, W-2s, a credit report, a letter from your employer, and your parents' address. Because somebody's gonna pay for this house. While you fill all that out, let's get the house inspected. Hello, Mr. Wrench. How's the house looking?
Yeah, it's falling apart. You got black mold, the furnace is shot, and the septic system needs to be replaced.
That's right, the septic system. I bet you didn't know this house has a big tub of shit under it. It's right next to the well. Step 5, closing day. Once the bank approves your paperwork, you sign the final contracts with the previous owner and the bank, and you own the house. Specifically, you own 20% of the house. The rest belongs to the bank. Oh, which reminds me, meet Marty the mortgage.
Where's my money? You better have it by the first of the month or your ass will be out in the street. I don't give a crap if it's winter.
So remember to pay your mortgage. And be happy because you're living the American dream. You own a home. And that's math class.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Today's show is brought to you by the letters M and K. MK Ultra was a CIA mind control project that illegally experimented on humans to identify substances that could coerce people into making confessions. MK.
Hey, welcome to science class. Today we're gonna talk about animals. And I know you kids all like the fancy animals, okay? But stop being so thirsty for hippos. Because unless you're a Colombian drug lord, you're never gonna own one, okay? Instead, today we're gonna talk about the animals you'll actually encounter. The ones that will infest your house. Animals like the fruit fly. This is a mild infestation. As far as insects go, fruit flies are pretty chill. They're like most Brooklyn hipsters. Very picky eaters, and they have zero upper body strength. Also, they do it doggy style. Who knew? Anyway, getting rid of them is pretty straightforward. Just stop leaving piles of rotting fruit lying around. Duh. A worse infestation is bed bugs. Much like Armie Hammer, they feed on human blood. Getting rid of bed bugs is almost impossible. So if you get them, the best solution is to just leave. Walk out the door, start a new life. Like Miley Cyrus. People think Hannah Montana was a character, but it was just who she was until she got bed bugs. Next up, ladybugs, or as scientists call them, women bugs. This is maybe the best infestation you can have. They don't really do anything, and for bugs, they look pretty. They're like beetles that just got their nails done. But enough about insects. Let's move on to mammals, specifically mice, the freeloader rodents. And to be clear, not all rodents are freeloaders. Just look at squirrels. They're like small business owners, hustling, out there renting storage lockers for their nuts. But mice just want your food. Now, mice like to come into your home because it's nice and cozy. That's why the best way to deter them is to make your home cold and inhospitable, like a Scandinavian's. If you do have mice, you'll know because they take these little shits in your house that look exactly like chocolate Tic Tacs, but they are not chocolate Tic Tacs. That's a lesson I learned many, many times. Finally, the king of pests, raccoons. Raccoons evolved millions of years ago when a bear f***ed a monkey. Of course, I'm just kidding. Science doesn't actually know where they came from. Mostly, they just go through your garbage looking for food and anything they can sell on eBay. They're how nature recycles. You have to be careful around raccoons. They're one of the primary carriers of rabies, a virus that makes animals act like they're from New Jersey. If you see a raccoon foaming at the mouth, do not go near it with a calzone. It will fight you for it. So yeah, those are all the animals you actually need to know about. I hope you found this educational. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna enjoy some of these chocolate Tic Tacs I just found. Oh, damn it. Okay, well, I'll see you guys next week. Maybe this one? No, that was poo too. All right,
right, everybody, it's time for gym class. It's also time for sex ed, which is taught by gym teachers for some reason. Let's get right into it, shall we? Sex. Huh. These days, the internet is gonna give you the wrong idea about sex, that it's fun. Well, it's not. When you're single, getting lucky isn't having sex, it's getting a clean blood test 6 weeks later. And when you're married, it's not much better. She's more interested in her Hitachi personal massager from Brookstone, and you're so desensitized by porn that you can't get things going unless you imagine she's a mermaid, but with legs. Hey, let's get 20 jumpy jacks going. Hit me. Now, if you're into feet, that's kind of cool, because you can just go to the beach.
Grandpa Lou, I'm Billy. I'm 9 years old, and one day, I'm going to be President of the United States.
Well, first off, don't call me Grandpa, kid. Secondly, no, you're not. You'll have to wait until you're 35, and this country's not going to be around that long. But if you like throwing your weight around and holding the fate of people in the palm of your hand, why not enter the exciting field of reality show judges? There's voting. People respect your opinion even though you have no clue what you're talking about. And the best part is, you'll never have to eat a corn dog in f***ing Iowa. So be that instead. I command it.
Grandpa Lou, I love animals. I have a dog and a cat now, and my dream job when I grow up is to help them by becoming a veterinarian.
Again, it's not Grandpa Lou. It's Guidance Counselor Lou. And unfortunately, vet school can cost over 300 grand and will take you decades to pay off. Because people love their pets, but they love their money more. I'm not taking out a second mortgage to fix Muffin's thyroid. Lucky for you, it's a cheaper way to work with animals without all the hassle. The Russian circus, an unregulated paradise of animal performers. You'll get to treat all kinds of furry friends, from endangered species sold on the black market to a panda that you're pretty sure is actually just a dog painted black and white. And you don't only get to care for bears, you'll get to wrestle them. What a treat, huh? I'm going to sign you up.
Grandpa Lou, I'm Kylie, and when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut.
That's a great career choice. I mean, to be an astronaut, you have to be an expert in math and science. And if you're trapped in the American educational system, you've got no chance at that. So I suggest you try for another job that will let you enjoy the majesty of space. An usher at a planetarium. You get to experience distant worlds. So do that instead. All right, last kid. I am getting sick of this shit.
Mr. Black, I'm Olivia, and I want to become a mid-level account representative for a marketing company.
Now that's a career choice. You don't need any advice from me, Olivia. You get what life's all about. Set a realistic goal, achieve it, and spend your weekends drinking margaritas at Chili's. All right. Well, that's enough correcting kids' hopeless dreams. Until next time, goodbye from Grandpa Lou. Guidance Counselor Lou. Damn it, now they've got me doing it.
What is the fastest land mammal? A, horse. B, cheetah. C, congressman leaving a motel at 4 a.m. D, gazelle. The answer after the break.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. more. We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What is the fastest land mammal? The answer is sea. While cheetahs can reach 75 miles an hour, a properly intoxicated congressman can drive from a crime scene at twice that speed.
Hey kids, today we're gonna learn about commerce. And we're gonna do it with some help from my friend, Smugly. Smugly, I wanna buy an action figure collectible from the new Robo Dinosaur movie. I'm not sure if I have enough money. If I have 4 quarters and 10 dimes, can you tell me how much that's worth?
Yeah, you got scrap metal.
No, it's money.
That's called fiat money. The future is crypto. You gotta get into Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? Isn't that the money you use to buy synthetic marijuana from the Philippines?
No. I mean, yes, but not just that. You can buy all kinds of things with Bitcoin.
Like a Robo Dinosaur collectible?
Sure, you can buy any dumb toy you want.
Well, technically it's not a toy, it's a collectible.
You see, Bitcoin is a semi-anonymous digital currency with transactions recorded in an open ledger, stored online in what's called the blockchain.
Ooh, blockchain. Like Legos.
Legos? Jesus Christ.
Similar to Legos.
Okay, let me start at the beginning. Give me a dollar. Okay, now, what is this dollar bill worth?
$1.
Mm-hmm. Which is worth wiping my puppet ass with.
What? Smugly, that's my dollar.
Yeah, relax, man. Every dollar bill's been in someone's ass. The point is, it comes from a central bank, which can just print them out of thin air. That's called inflation. And that's why, 30 years ago, a bottle of Lambrusco only cost $5, and now I'm paying like $15? That's highway robbery.
So how does Bitcoin fix all this?
Well, it's hard capped at 21 million Bitcoin, so there's no inflation. And the only way to find those 21 million is through mining.
Mining? So Bitcoins come from the ground?
No, not that kind of mining. Oh, Jesus, this is why I didn't want to work on a kid's show. But oh, a puppet can't work a trading desk at Goldman. That's discrimination.
Should you really be mixing pills and wine like that? That's how Prince died.
Okay, all you need to know is that you and all the other kids out there better make the leap to Bitcoin as soon as you can.
Kids, I'm 41.
41? And you're trying to buy a toy dinosaur? Sweet baby James, I thought you just had like a hormone imbalance or something.
To be clear, it's a collectible and... Look, if I want to buy one of these Bitcoins, how much does it cost?
Well, that depends on the market rate and what someone will take for it. Right now, they're worth a lot.
More than a toy dinosaur?
A toy dinosaur? Buddy, for one Bitcoin, I could pay Barney to watch me baby bop his wife.
Sounds like I better get a Bitcoin. It's the money of the future. Unless the power or internet access goes out, and the risk of being decentralized means if someone gets control of 51% of the blockchain, they may alter the ledger. And of course, the deflation problem, because why would anyone use Bitcoin to buy things if it keeps getting more valuable? Hey, you may not be able to print new Bitcoins, but anyone can make new crypto, so Bitcoin could be made obsolete through competition, or the government could just decide to ban them. Anyway, that's just a couple thoughts off the top of my head.
Yeah, those are good points. That's why the safest thing to do is to diversify and to put your money into other things.
Like what?
Well, while you were talking, I bought this collectible dinosaur.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to buy.
Yeah, exactly. There's clearly a demand, and that's what makes it valuable in the market.
Why don't you let me buy that off you?
Well, you can bid for it on eBay with all the rest of the man children.
That's a dick move.
That's commerce for you, kids.
Helpful phrases. Mandarin.
您好，我是一个寻求以紧急难民身份进入贵国的美国人。我能够操作微软办公室软件，而且了解大多数白种人的秘密。Hello, I'm an American looking to enter the country as an economic refugee. My skills include Microsoft Office and knowing most of the white man's secrets.
Hi, little friends, it's me, Dulce. And today we're going to learn how the government works. Now, most civics classes will teach you about the president and Supreme Court and Congress and blah, blah, blah. But you don't need to know any of that. Hell, the biggest thing Congress does for you is flood your inbox. Every 15 minutes, the future of the world depends on me sending $10 to some dumbass in Rhode Island. I'm gonna tell you about the parts of the government you'll meet in real life. Let's start with the TSA. That's the part of the government in charge of filling you up and confiscating your little shampoo bottles filled with Hennessy. Here's a tip, kids. Always drink your booze before you get on the flight. And do you know how the TSA gets away with harassing us like this? It's because the men are so damn fine. Next, we've got the IRS. You know how the mafia collects protection money? This is sort of like the same thing. You see, whatever you make, the government wants a taste. And the IRS are the guys who come to get it. But don't worry, the government will use that money for important things like drones and studies to see if they can grow corn on the sun. Next, the FBI. Unless you're mobbed up, you're probably not going to hear much from these guys. They're busy working on a backlog of cases from people who copied a VHS tape in 1987. Because if there's one thing the feds hate more than Al-Qaeda, it's bootlegs of Dirty Dancing. There's also the CIA. They're the ones selling drugs in your community. Let's move on to the judiciary, or as I call it, courtship. No matter who you are, you're going to be in a lifelong battle against the justice system. For some of you, it'll be avoiding jail, but for most of you, it'll be avoiding jury duty. Court is also where you go to get married, and where you go back to get divorced. And where you defend yourself against Grand Theft Auto charges because he said the Ford Explorer was his, but you were the one making the payments. And speaking of cars, let's move on to the DMV. That's where you go to renew your license. You'll wait in a long-ass line next to all the weirdest people who live in your county. In fact, I'm in a DMV line right now. After this, I'm headed over to the State Department. Because that's where you get your passport. The document that has the smallest, worst picture you've ever taken. Oh, don't worry. You only have to look at it for 10 years. What else? Oh, the Department of Education. They're in charge of teaching you the basics, like where to hide during a school shooting. Other than that, they don't teach you shit, which is why I'm here teaching you on my day off. They could have more funding, but America needs that money for the Defense Department. They're the ones out there enforcing the American Empire so you can maintain your way of life. Oh, y'all didn't think I was gonna get real, did you? If you're a male over the age of 18, the military will make you register for the draft. But not if you're a woman, and that's fine with me. I'm the kind of feminist that wants to be a CEO, not a gunnery sergeant. And that's basically most of government you interact with. There's other agencies. You got the EPA, FEMA, the Deep State, but we'll get to them another time. Right now, I gotta go get my license.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Well, that is our special. Thank you so much for watching. I hope we all learned something. I know I learned, much too late, that none of this is tax deductible. Unbelievable. Anyway, join us next time when we learn about green energy subsidies from the Cayman Islands. Class dismissed.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.